Greetings and welcome back to our WKOK Sunrise Show. I'm Mark Lawrence. In the studio with us now, Bill Payne is back. Dr. Bill Payne, he's the music director and conductor for the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. You know him as a retired chair of the music department at Bucknell and has just led hundreds of beautiful concerts on the Bucknell campus and elsewhere in our valley, and is really the go-to guy when it comes to choral music and just fantastic live performances that we have seen over the year. We're blessed that Bill is here. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's good to be with you again.
And Adam Dietz is here, first time with us. He's a marketing director and is a development liaison with the chorale.
That is correct. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I think maybe I'll ask Bill to set the scene. We think of the Susquehanna Valley Chorale. Okay, it's a choir and they sing and they perform at places, right? And you go hear the music. But really, it's a tour de force around here. Artistic movement. You got kids involved. Sponsors are involved. And it's a really vibrant, large organization.
It is. We're very proud of what we are able to present, and we are so thankful to the community and our audience members and those who sponsor us for giving us the opportunity to make wonderful music on a consistent basis. We have a work coming up in March that I'm very excited about. It's a fairly recent piece written by the Welshman, Carl Jenkins, and he wrote it I think around 2012, maybe. And so this is a new work about peace, and we're thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to do it.
And Adam, you're out spreading the word, trying to make sure that everybody in the valley knows that the chorale is there and that this is a new piece and that this is just, rarefied air when the chorale's at work.
That's right. I know we used to have this saying among all of our members that the chorale was kind of this hidden gem in the valley. And now we've kind of retracted that, and because the secret's out. We've had some record-breaking ticket sales, over the past few years, and our audience base is growing more than ever, and so we're so excited and appreciative of that.
Well, and it's so important that the community get behind the music, the talent, and the art, support it, whether it's at the high school or elementary school level or high school level, which you're also involved with Midwest's performances, or whether it's the collegiate level or just in the community level. The community has got to push and make this happen.
Yeah, and I think we obviously have our Susquehanna Valley Youth Chorale involved with several of our concerts that are programmed throughout the year, and so that kind of acts as a whole other means to reach a different audience base. It's just, has become an extension of the adult group, and based on what Bill has programmed for each season, I think it's attracts different people based on their levels of interest and background, so there's lots of different factors that fall into play.
All right, Bill, tell us about the Peacemakers, please.
Sure. Peacemakers is a work that features iconic texts from these iconic figures, amazing texts that have been set to music by Carl Jenkins, and figures like the Dalai Lama, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Albert Schweitzer, just amazing statements by these people that we sing about. And there's 17 movements. The orchestra is rather interesting because it creates a musical environment that is rather unusual for a regular symphony orchestra. So our accompaniment is being performed by not only string players and your typical brass and woodwinds, but we're bringing in ethnic instruments. There's one piece that is written, the text is written by Nelson Mandela, and so we're bringing in all of the African percussion for that. Martin Luther King's setting uses a soprano saxophone in a rather bluesy kind of setting. And we're doing a Celtic prayer as one of the movements, and so you'll hear a tin whistle and instruments that we connect with the Celtic tradition.
Adam, why sing about peace?
It's kind of a timeless topic. It's something that everyone can respond to in some way, because I think it's something that we're constantly striving for as we were rehearsing this, and I was doing some listening on my own. The message here is so simple, and it's so amazing to hear how all these different figures have decided to set it. You know, you say 17 movements, and that sounds like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of singing. But each one is so different. While the theme is the same for all of them, it's such a different attitude and approach towards this message of peace. And I think sometimes we tend to kind of overcomplicate that concept. I mean, and not only just the idea of peace, but just our lives, and you don't want to get too philosophical about it, but it's just, you know, we're all in this together. Let's just try and celebrate our differences and strive for peace.
There is a movement in the work that is being sung as a solo by Marina Gresh, who teaches at Central Columbia. She has a beautiful voice, and the work is called Meditation. And the first few phrases are, peace is the fragile meeting of two souls in harmony. Peace is an embrace that protects and heals. Peace is a reconciling of opposites. Peace is rooted in love. It lies in the heart, waiting to be nourished. So we're talking all kinds of peace. The movement that we are singing that involves a text that was written by the Dalai Lama says we can never have peace in the world if we neglect the inner world and don't make peace with ourselves. So there's a lot being said in this work that is set to music.
Well, in this day and age, this has got to be brought up and talked about. You know, I'm a Democrat, and the people who call our talk show, some of them are Republicans, and we love to argue. We can do it for 90
sure.
minutes.
Sure.
But this is an ultra-timely message for everybody to kind of get on the same page.
Absolutely. I think it's a unifying type of work, and that's what's so wonderful about it.
It is at the Bucknell Wise Center for the Performing Arts at 3 p.m. on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, so right in the middle of the afternoon. It could be part of an observance. Yeah, there is the children's chorus also performs
yes.
at this.
Yes, it's the Susquehanna Valley Youth Chorale, and they play a major role in this work. They're singing in just about every movement, and there's some wonderful texts that relate to children alone that they sing, but they also combine with the chorale and with the orchestra to make a really powerful statement in many, many times, many regards.
If folks want to go, they want to support, they want to sponsor, that's your venue. How do you do that, please?
Well, you can always visit our website, svcmusic.org, to find out what's going on, ways that you may contribute or become involved, or even audition for the group, which happens twice a year in the fall, and then usually after our winter break sometime in January. And there's just lots of information that's being updated there, I would say, on a weekly basis.
svmusic.org. Well, we just have a moment left, but honestly, Bill, I have to say something about the fact that, of course, you're the quintessential conductor and a real talent, and that's just fabulous. But you stood up on that podium, and you point and wave and draw out and energize and inspire these singers, and they jump, perform, sing, do it. Tell me about this chorale that surrounds you when you're up there.
It's interesting because the people that are singing for me, those that are playing for me, the children, they all come from, as you say, they're different backgrounds. And but when they come together as one, as a unifying element to make a statement, there's nothing more powerful. And I feel privileged every time I stand on that podium. It takes a lot of energy, and I'm not getting any younger, but I still try to exercise a lot and so that I can give everything that I have to this ensemble.
You're not getting any younger. None of us are. You're not getting any fewer grandchildren.
That's true.
Farm chores haven't suddenly gotten easy. So. Well, just a fabulous interview. Thank you so much for coming in. Make a pitch for folks to consider this March 17th, 3 p.m.
Yes, we hope you will come. It's at the Weiss Center, which, of course, everybody knows is a beautiful venue. And we would love to fill the place. And it's a statement about peace that is absolutely wonderful.
And it's a unique approach to a very universal topic and concept. I always get excited for spring concerts because they tend to be something a little bit more unique and out of the box for the chorale, and this is no exception, so I'm very excited for it.
Well, there's never a typical chorale concert. I mean, you think, oh, why don't they just do a Haydn work and get it out there? But then, but then the next thing you know, you're adding in the children's chorus or whatever it is, or the soloist is just a real home run from a distant location. It's fabulous. Adam Dietz is the marketing director.
Marketing and development liaison, yeah.
A liaison, okay. Not
I do
director
have a higher
yet.
Up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Lisa Lighton deserves producer credit. She made sure that we had this time and the people together to pre-record
yes,
this, so we appreciate
you.
And she just does a fabulous job.
She does.
Bill Payne, music director and retired chair of the music department at Bucknell. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
SVmusic.org.